Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. For young people, the end of the school year is often a chance to break the routine and do something different, maybe even exciting. Maybe it's a job, or maybe, if they're really fortunate, a chance to do some traveling and see a bit of the world.
That's certainly the case for 19-year-old Matt Guthmiller. His plan is to see pretty much the whole world by himself. Tomorrow, the MIT freshman will take off from San Diego, California, in a single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza and head east, and then keep going. He'll make stops along the way, but his goal is to become the youngest person to fly solo around the world.
Talk about an exciting summer break. We caught up with Matt Guthmiller last week at Hanscom Air Force Base, just outside of Boston, where he trained as a pilot, and where he told us about his plan to fly around the world.
It was just kind of one of those things that I'd always wanted to do. Growing up, I always played flight simulator games. I always wanted to go eat out at the airport cafe and watch planes take off and land and whatnot. And a few years ago, I got bored one weekend and in the summer and realized that I'd be able to get my pilot's license in a few months when I turned 17. And so I talked my parents into letting me go out and do a little intro flight. And I'm pretty sure at the time they thought I was just going to, do this little 20-minute flight, get it out of my system. And now, 3 years later, I'm going to go fly solo around the world.
Fly solo around the world. So give us an idea of the route. How are you going to be flying?
Basically, I'll go from San Diego to my hometown of Aberdeen, South Dakota, then over to New York, up to Newfoundland, to the Azores, which are kind of right in the middle of the Atlantic, and then up to London, Rome, Athens, down to Egypt, Dubai, over to India and Thailand. And then Manila in the Philippines, down to Darwin, Australia, over to New Caledonia, Samoa, Hawaii, San Diego, and then eventually back to Aberdeen.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So tell me what kind of thinking went into plotting that route. Is that a route that avoids open ocean as much as possible?
It's actually one of them that almost actually kind of maximizes open ocean. But the advantage is that it's a little further south than a lot of routes. So if you do end up in the water, it's a lot warmer.
So your chances of survival, you're saying, are a little bit better.
Right.
What's the trickiest part of this voyage?
The most difficult part has just been arranging all of the logistics. But as far as the flight itself, the hardest thing is just, keeping a close eye on the weather, especially on some of these longer flights. It's one thing, to go out, check the weather real quick, and go fly from Boston to New York, and be on the ground an hour later. But when you're in the air for 14 hours at a time over the ocean, a lot can change during that time, and so it's important to keep an eye on that.
So the longest leg when you're actually flying, what, about 14 or 15 hours?
Yeah, something like that, about 14 or 15.
And which leg is that?
Well, the longest one is Hawaii to San Diego, but there's a couple others in there that are almost as long.
Very basic question. Why are you doing this?
The thing that kind of gave me the idea was I read an article about this time last year about a guy from California that was going to do it, and he was going to be the youngest, and he ended up being 21. And, I just read this article and thought, gee, I could do that. And so I started looking into it and planning it, and now I'm going to go do it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be exciting, and hopefully I can inspire some other people to go out and do, sort of similarly ambitious things. And so, along with that, I'm working to support code.org and kind of spread the word about computer science education worldwide, and I think that computer science is really a great tool to help people go out and achieve those things.
So tell me more about the charity that you're supporting. You just mentioned it, code.org. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so basically they work to put computer science education programs in K-12 schools, and so they provide all sorts of different resources for educators, advocate for putting those programs in schools and making them count towards graduation requirements and that kind of thing. And so I think that that's really cool. I've been able to do a lot with computer science over the past few years. I started programming when I was 12 and started an iPhone unlocking company. Went on to do some things with stock and
Wait a minute. You started an iPhone unlocking company when
yeah.
you were 12?
Yeah.
So we unlocked. Doing impressive things at a young age. This isn't a new idea for you.
I guess maybe in a way. I think that being able to do things like that and having a really great tool like computer science to let me be able to do things like that in a big way kind of helped me to realize that going out and doing something like flying around the world was even possible.
Yeah.
And so I want everybody else to have that same opportunity and kind of have that same chance to see the world sort of the same way and have this great tool to use in computer science.
I want to ask you a little bit about the plane you're going to be flying. It's a single-engine Beechcraft, not a new plane. Now, for people who don't know a ton about planes, what's impressive about doing this in the Beechcraft, it's a single-engine plane. You're going a long way. You're going to be doing long legs with just one engine.
Yeah, you know, I'm not terribly concerned. It is a 1981 Beechcraft Bonanza, but they're just right now getting done putting a brand-new engine in. Putting all new avionics in, so it's really going to be well suited to the trip. There's only one engine, but it's going to work well. If it doesn't, you know, I've always got a couple life rafts.
Okay, you sound fairly calm about that. Well, Matt, I asked you what your parents think about you taking this trip, and in fact, your father, Alan, is right here. So, Alan, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Matt said when he started flying, he guessed that his mom and dad thought it was just something he wanted to do briefly to get it out of his system, but I guess not so much. He's taken this pretty seriously.
Yes, he has. In fact, I thought when he said, well, I want to take lessons, I thought, well, I'll let him get his 20 hours in or whatever you have to have to solo, 40 hours to get his license, and then he'll be done with it. Then he decided he wanted to get his instrument rating. Then he wanted to get his seaplane, and then he wanted to get his commercial, and just went on and on.
So how do you feel about this trip, about him flying solo around the world? He's only 19. It's a big challenge.
I'm comfortable with it. He has the MIT engineering mentality where he plans things out in advance. You know, he goes from step one to step two. You know, the guy that's leasing him the plane wouldn't give him the plane if he didn't think he was going to get it back. And the insurance company wouldn't insure the plane if they thought there was going to be a problem. I learned about 3 or 4 years ago that when he decides he wants to do something, it's well thought out. It's not the spur of the moment thing. So I'm comfortable with it.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. How about his mom?
She's the same way.
You must be proud of him.
I am very proud of him. Yeah. You know, he's done extraordinary things, and sometimes I wonder where he got it from, because he didn't get it from me, that's for sure.
You would be the youngest person to fly solo around the world. How long do you think the record will hold up?
You know, I don't know. Frankly, I hope that me going out and doing something like this inspires other people to go out and do something similar. And so if that's going out and flying around the world and breaking my record, I think that'd be great.
Well, Matt Guthmiller and Alan Guthmiller, thank you both very much. And Matt, we wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
Nineteen-year-old Matt Guthmiller just finished his freshman year at MIT. Tomorrow he plans to take off from San Diego, California, and hopes to become the youngest person to fly solo around the world. He expects the trip to take about 6 weeks. You can find a link to his itinerary where you can follow his progress of his flight at RadioBoston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.